Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Ron Brees of the Brees Plain Weblog. It's titled, Stainless? Yes. But which one? Originally posted December 23, 2010. You know, Ron makes some amazingly beautiful hand planes. So beautiful, in fact, I now understand how the sirens of ancient mariner lore could have beckoned a sailor to his death. While the Brees plane may not sing a song, the unmistakable sound of wood shavings so thin you can read through them is just as lovely as they roll off the plane. And the wood Ron uses, well, you know what, I'm going to have to get back to you on that description, because right now, words are completely failing me. So to read more great posts like today's, and of course to see those hand plane sirens of yore, visit Ron's weblog at breezeplane.blogspot.com. Or, of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Stainless? Yes, but which one? Written by Ron Brees for the Brees Plain weblog, originally posted December 23, 2010. If you're familiar with the tools that I make, then you're probably aware that I've spent considerable effort as of late in developing a line of stainless steel hand planes. Corrosion-resistant planes are something that has been requested by woodworkers for some while now, yet it seemed that no plane makers really wished to enter into making tools from these alloys. The stainless alloys have a reputation for being hard to work, and quite frankly, this is quite true. You really have to be on your game when working this material, and you'll go through tooling like my family goes through my wife's biscuits at Sunday dinner. The choice of stainless alloy was a key element in regards to whether or not this would be a successful endeavor. I've had some dealings in my past with stainless steel. I once worked for an industrial contractor that had a presence on site at a copper refinery, and that included not only a smelter operation, but also an electrolysis operation where some parts of the equipment were submerged in vats of acid, and other parts were constantly exposed to acid vapors. I soon learned that these type of very caustic environments were the reason that the 300 series stainless steels were developed. It seemed they were the only materials that survived any reasonable length of time in this kind of environment. I don't know many people that store their hand planes in vats of acid or near acid vapors, so I think the 300 series of stainless alloys might just be a bit of overkill for use in the making of a hand plane. I took my lead from knife makers. It seems they've had a success for quite some time with the 400 series stainless steels, and their applications include hunting knives, which are exposed to the outside elements as well as to blood. I reason that woodworkers sometimes expose their tools to blood as well, but usually accidentally. Obviously, knife makers have had success with the 400 series alloys for this application, and when you consider that a hunting knife may contain parts that are hardened, some parts can be definitely hardened and some parts are still in their annealed state. This bears mentioning because whether or not a material is hardened also has an effect on the corrosion resistance as well. Also in my research, I also learned that surface refinement also had an effect on corrosion resistance. Corrosion will understandably begin in areas where the metal contained rough, more unrefined surface. Taking all this into account, I decided to do some experimenting on my own. I planned to use this material for the body of the plane in its annealed state, so I placed a scrap of the 410 stainless on the front steps of my shop and left it for 4 weeks. I prepped this piece by lapping the two flat sides on 220 grit sandpaper and left the edges rough. During this period of time, it rained on several occasions. The temperature ranged from 14 to 60 degrees during this period, so condensation formed on the piece, and in a couple of instances, ice formed on the piece overnight. Below is the picture I took when the piece was first placed on the step. I performed an inspection of the porch step sample today. It looks just as it did the first day I put it out on the steps. Even the rough edges showed no signs of corrosion. Of course, I wouldn't suggest that anyone store their stainless-bodied planes on the outside steps of their shops, especially considering that the high-carbon blade would certainly rust. Below is a picture of the sample after 4 weeks outdoor exposure. The other consideration is that 400 series stainless is magnetic, which increases the ease of work holding, and anyone that has done machine work knows that work holding is paramount to good machine work. All these factors lead me to believe that the 400 series alloys may be the most ideal alloy for plane making. On a lighter note, I've been working to complete some planes in time to ship them off in time for the Christmas holidays. A pair of rosewood infill J planes were the first to leave. And that was stainless? Yes, but which one? written by Ron Brees for the Brees Plain weblog, originally posted December 23, 2010. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.